This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Prison populations are booming across the United States, but there is a notable exception. New York State has seen the number of its prisoners drop each year since 1999. In fact, the empty jail beds have led New York's governor to push to close four prisons. We have two stories on this remarkable decline. First, NPR's Robert Smith reports on where all those prisoners went.
New York has always shaped the nation's conception of prison life. In the 30s and 40s, it was through movies set at Sing Sing Penitentiary.
So you won't open up, huh? All right, keep your big fat mouth shut, all of you. Tell the warden if he thinks he can break me down this way, he's nuts!
In the 60s and 70s, New York exposed the problems facing the prison system with its famously overcrowded conditions and the prison riot at Attica.
We're on the roof of A Block, waiting for the assault to begin. This is a team of 270 rifle shooters.
New York has had a sort of long and storied history, Sing Sing and Attica and the overcrowding, and right now it's in a very different place than it used to be. We have the fastest declining prison system in the country.
Michael Jacobson directs the Vera Institute, a criminal justice think tank. Mostly, he says, prison populations have declined because of the remarkable drop in serious crime rates in the Big Apple.
New York City used to send 20,000 people a year to state prison. It's slowly started to decline till today when we send around 7,000 to 8,000 people a year.
And the type of criminal sent up the river is shifting. Violent offenders now make up the largest share by far in the prison system, and nonviolent criminals are seeing shorter sentences. New York used to be famous for its long mandatory sentences and tough drug penalties, but a few years ago, the state relaxed some of its Rockefeller-era drug laws, and it continued to push alternatives to prison.
Your left, your left, your left, right, your left.
In the mountains above Summit, New York, the prison system runs a boot camp facility known as shock incarceration. These guys are doing precision military drills in six-degree weather. The program is for young, nonviolent offenders who choose to do 6 months of hard labor and job training in exchange for getting out of prison early.
We wake up at 5:30 in the morning, we get out of the racks, physical training for about an hour, then we get dressed, go to chow, and then we're off to a hard work day.
Like clearing brush from snowmobile trails. David Gonzalez is here for dealing drugs. He'll serve only about half of his sentence. 22-year-old Damian Kent will do maybe a quarter of his time for robbery.
Here, I accomplished my GED, which most likely I definitely wouldn't have even tried doing in a regular prison. I would have just been like, you know what, I just don't care. But here, I've changed a lot.
By shortening the sentences, the prison system keeps the overall prison population down. And Cheryl Clark, the director of the Shock Incarceration Program, says there's no downside. The graduates of Shock have a smaller chance of reoffending, and it doesn't cost as much.
They're working hard because they have to earn their early release. And in terms of cost of care, in terms of bed days, all of those kinds of things, it saves money in your pocketbook.
It's hard to know if New York's prison population, like its crime rate, can go any lower. But Michael Jacobson from the Vera Institute says that New York demonstrates an important lesson. Locking up criminals for a long time isn't the only way to keep the streets safe.
If you can drive down crime and put fewer people in prison, why wouldn't you do that?
The only people that are complaining are some residents of New York State's rural counties. Prisons are a big part of the local economy there, and fewer inmates could translate into job cuts.